Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Sixth Sense World Radio on blogtalkradio.com. You're listening to our show, What the Haunted, where we dig deep into the rich history of Savannah, Georgia, to discover why it's America's most haunted city. This week, we're going to be checking out Scariest Places on Earth with Linda Blair, narrated by Zelda Rubinstein, and co-host and produced by our own Shannon Scott. If you would like to see the full episode in video form, go to our YouTube page at Sixth Sense World and check it out there. We'll also have an appearance from John Duncan, a historian, Shannon Scott as our paranormal expert, and several other Savannah residents sharing stories of Colonial Park Cemetery and the Monster of Savannah.
It's hard not to get seduced by the homespun charm of the Deep South. But the South is also home to tales of angry ghosts and creatures of the night. Keep that in mind when you're visiting Savannah, Georgia, one of the scariest places on Earth.
Savannah, Georgia, America's most haunted city.
Savannah is a major portal for spirit activity.
I definitely think Savannah's a haunted city. I do feel that there is something more than what we can touch and smell and feel.
I would think there is as many spirits as there are people in Savannah, if not more.
Every block in Savannah has a ghost. Savannah is famous for its cemeteries. Colonial Park Cemetery, it's a haunting cemetery. It was here that the hangings, the executions, took place.
Recently, two Savannah residents visited Colonial Park Cemetery and had a strange encounter with the spirit world.
Well, we were over here with friends, and we were taking pictures by the back wall. We were right here. You can see clearly in one of the pictures that there's a figure standing beside us. It's not in the other pictures. The picture right behind it has nothing.
The photograph is near the oldest part of the cemetery, near the old wall. A lot of ghostly activity there. Especially what comes to mind because of the proportion of the figure is the spirit of Renee, the cemetery's most famous ghost.
The shocking story of Renee, known as the Frankenstein of Savannah, began in the 1700s.
He was identified by newspapers as being about 7'4", 390 pounds.
Physically, Renee looked like a monster. It's not known whether he was retarded, whether he was mentally ill. He was also violent, and he would chase neighborhood kids around the block.
Renee was kept locked away behind the walls of Colonial Park Cemetery, which became known as Renee's Playground.
He was blamed for the murder of two sisters. Their bodies were found in the cemetery, and because of his history in the cemetery, he's sort of the immediate target. And a mob basically lynches him down near the riverfront.
Jerome, Kendall, and their friends set out to explore the cemetery and solve the mystery of the photograph.
Well, this is Colonial Park Cemetery, also known as Renee's Playground. His spirit is seen here repeatedly, even up to the present day.
A 200-year-old statue commemorates one of the children Renee allegedly murdered.
Renee's spirit has often been sighted here, contemplating her.
Locals believe when Renee's ghost is near, the statue becomes lifelike.
It's almost as if she feels warm to touch, as if actual blood flows beneath her skin.
Thank you.
said she was warm.
She's really damp. Okay. Her hands are wet.
Your hands are wet.
Weird.
Your hands are wet.
In the past, Renee's spirit was sighted in a secret tunnel beneath the cemetery. Before entering the tunnel, the group met with a spiritual medium.
Colonial Park Cemetery is a very active cemetery. There are entities that are here, and tonight they're very active because the moon is full.
The medium conducted a seance to summon Renee's ghost to the cemetery tunnel.
All we want you to do, Renee, is to appear. Renee, is that you? Are you here with us? Give us a sign that you're still in our presence. There is a presence amongst us.
Renee's underground lair. Believed Renee would enter the tunnel to feed on the dead.
Oh my God, look at that. It's like a femur. Damp, musty bones.
It is. It's strange the way it's cut. It looks like it was hacked off. At the very end of the tunnel, there's a legendary cult spot. Some call it the presence of Renee. Some are very, very overwhelmed by it. When you go down there, I want you to sort of brace yourself.
All right. It's definitely pretty chilly. So we took these pictures.
And we really didn't see anything that night, but we went and we got the pictures developed.
And there's one distinct picture over near the side of the wall, and you could definitely see something. There's something there.
Maybe it's Renee.
Well, thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio of our What's Looking Into Scariest Places little video. You could go to Scariest Places on Earth on YouTube and check it out. And tune in next week, and we'll be digging up some more files. I'm Tammy Sabo, and I hope you enjoyed the show.